Hello, this is Ronnie Hull. Welcome to the January edition of Senior Connect, the monthly podcast of Seniors Ministry here at First Pres Columbia. Today, I'm excited to be talking with Janet Altman and Pastor Brian Bolt about our new quarterly magazine, our Seniors Ministry Messenger. But before we get to that, I have two announcements. First of all, starting January the 3rd, our 8:30 a.m. worship service will be a mask-required service. We hope that this will allow many of our seniors to return to worship with a greater sense of safety. Secondly, on January 9th at 9 a.m., we will be having our monthly Encouragers Breakfast. To make reservations, please call Janet at 803-799-9062, extension 550. To learn more about any of our other seniors ministry, please visit firstprescolumbia.org/seniors or email Janet at jaltman@firstprescolumbia.org. And now for my interview with Janet Altman and Pastor Brian Bolt. Joining me now is Pastor Brian Bolt and Janet Altman. They're here today to talk to us about the new Seniors Ministry Messenger. Welcome, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Absolutely. So I've got a couple of questions for y'all. And first of all, Janet, how was this named, the Seniors Ministry Messenger? How did you come up with that name?
We did a lot of brainstorming, talked to a lot of people, got input. And we were thinking about naming it the Gazette, the Seniors Ministry Gazette. But we have a certain member of our church, an older gentleman who shall remain nameless at this moment, who often refers to Brian and myself as the ones who work with the old geezers in the church. He'll often call and say, "This is one of your old geezers calling to thank you for all that you're doing for us old geezers." And I was thinking, if we call it the Gazette, it might become known as the Geezer Gazette.
Yeah.
And I was not ready to do that. So we ruled out Gazette for that reason. And I think the word messenger communicates so well. I mean, the word messenger is a current term. People use messenger on Facebook and other places.
Oh, right.
So it has that little bit of that currentness about it. But also a messenger from biblical times and from just throughout history, messengers bringing good news and bringing good information. So that's kind of how it came. It was a period of discussing over some days, some weeks, and then we just settled on the messenger.
That's great. Yeah, I love that name. And Brian, what's the purpose for the messenger?
Yeah, the purpose, as I see it, Ronnie, is twofold. One is communication, the obvious one, but one that needs to be said. We serve at a church that's blessed to have a lot of wonderful resources and wonderful people. But one thing that we need to improve on that I'm sure every church at all times needs to improve on is communication. We can always say things clear and more often. And there's that old adage that you need to say things at least 7 times and in a variety of ways before people really understand and get what you're saying. So we hope that this will be a supplemental way to add to the website, the app, and the other communication that we already send out as a church, specifically to our seniors, to help them to be in touch with what's going on, to celebrate the good things that are happening, and to participate in those things. So the first one's communication. The second thing I hope is mutual encouragement. That this is one of the ways the Lord moves in our midst and further enables us to spur one another on to love and good deeds. So I personally hope that people will read about the things that are going on with Seniors Ministry and not only be excited about them, but want to jump in and be part of them. So I hope it's an encouragement for our seniors to get more and more involved in the life of the church and ministry.
I'm sure it will be. And this will be going out quarterly, is that right?
That's right. We've been preparing this one to go out so that people have it January the 1st. It will more or less talk about the things that have happened over the past year, reporting the good things and the things we've been pleased to be able to do by the Lord's help. The next one will be more focused on what's coming, so it will help inform them about future ministry opportunities that they can be part of. So the next one they should expect in their email inboxes or in their mailboxes, April the 1st.
Wonderful.
No fooling on that. It will be there.
No fooling on April the 1st. All right. I really like the sharp layout to this newsletter. It's really crisp, and it looks like it's going to be featuring articles. Is that right, Janet?
Yes. As Brian said, this first edition, it's more of a look back, kind of bringing everybody up to speed on what has happened and what is going on in seniors ministry. But I hope to reach out to some of our pastors, other staff members to write articles to, so we can get to know each other better and hear from different folks. We want to have good communication throughout the church to our seniors.
I look forward to reading that. So you'll have various contributors?
Yes.
How would you recommend using this as a tool?
I think there needs to be a good read-through when it first comes in the mail. Then put it by your favorite chair, or maybe stick it on the refrigerator with a magnet. The calendar on the back shows what's happening the first 3 months of this year, January through March of 2021. Just a good reference for people as things come along. And I must say, though, as we know, from time to time, because of various things, we have to rearrange our schedules. We have to cancel things, postpone things, move the location of an event. Things change. So I would say the little disclaimer should be kept in mind that these events could be changed. There could be a change in the date or the time or the location, but those kind of changes would be readily available. We would let everyone know of those changes and of the church app, the church website, and emails that go out. And first things are good things to cross-reference with the messenger to make sure that something is still on. Because if it's in the messenger, you should also see it in first things. And you should also see it on the app and on the website.
Thank you. And on the front of our Seniors Ministry Messenger, there's a directions to go to our Seniors Ministry page. Is that right?
Yes. We want to continue to encourage our seniors and all of our church family to go to that for the most up-to-date information. So that is front and center, like you said, right underneath the title. They'll be able to see that and use it when necessary.
And that's firstprescolumbia.org.
There you go. /seniors.
/seniors. And Janet, how would you go about getting this?
This first edition has been mailed to 350 homes. Some of those homes are married couples, some of those are single folk, all over the age of 65. But we have additional copies that I've ordered, so if anyone does not receive this first edition, please let me know, and I'll be happy to add you to the mailing list for the one that comes out in April. I also have additional copies at the church, so if someone didn't get it and would like to have a copy, I can give you a copy that I have in my office. So it'll come out through the mail. I am going to be checking about getting it posted online in a PDF format. Haven't had that conversation yet. But initially, it'll be the mailed version to the homes of people over 65. I can, like I said, add anyone that would like to be added if you don't get it this time.
Great.
And I do want to give a shout-out to Jay Wingard. I asked him if he could design a logo for our newsletter.
Right.
And I told him I wanted to use the word messenger, that it was be the messenger. And he, you'll see when you get your copy in the mail, there is a nice logo that will be our nameplate on every issue, Seniors Ministry Messenger. I want to thank Jay Wingard for his work on that.
Very cool. Maybe we can do a picture contest in the future. No, I'm just kidding.
There's so many possibilities of things we can do with this. And I may even throw in a word search or a crossword puzzle at some point, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options here with this particular company and this particular template. There's just a lot of options, and we've just scratched the surface with this first edition.
Cool. Well, I'm excited. And that brings us to our last question. Brian, I'll ask you first. What about the Seniors Ministry Messenger excites you most?
I think, Ronnie, that the part that excites me most is that this messenger can be a catalyst to help other seniors who may not be directly involved in ministry to find their niche, to find their area of ministry in which they can use their gifts. For example, with the Barnabas Ministry, which there's an article about in the first issue here, we initially asked folks who told us on the senior survey that they believe they had the gift of letter writing to participate in the first sort of seed group that started Barnabas Ministry that writes letters to folks who need encouragement. But we also hope that there are other people who have that similar gift who may read that article and not only appreciate what's being done, but also say, hey, I want to be a part of that. So we hope that it's a catalyst along with a lot of other means to encourage other seniors to get involved with ministry. I love the minister with aspect of what we do.
Mm.
I love to minister to people, and that's very satisfying. But boy, is it exciting to see seniors use their gifts to minister to each other and to the rest of the congregation.
Yeah,
that's really an exciting thing to be a part of. I'm continually amazed by the gifts and the life experiences amongst our senior population. It's just a rich, rich community.
Yeah.
Full of resources.
Yeah, wonderful. And Janet, how about you? What are you most excited about?
I think we want to communicate that term seniors ministry is an umbrella term. It includes a lot of things.
Mm.
Oftentimes we might think seniors ministry, that's the encouragers, or that's the couples in action, or that's the lifelong learning series. Well, it's all of those things.
Right.
And it's other things as well. So I'm excited about people being able to see at a glance the big picture of seniors ministry. I think this has the possibility of doing that. You can go and look at this or that or the other thing, but to see it, to open up a printed copy and say, oh, this is what's happening in seniors ministry. It is the birthday brigade, and it is lifelong learning, and it is the spaghetti soiree, and, you know, to see it
right.
all at a glance, I think is very helpful as we learn and as people learn what seniors ministry is all about.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, y'all. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ronnie. Great to be with you today.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been very delightful to be here today on the Senior Connect podcast.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Senior Connect. If you have any issues with which we may be able to assist, please call the pastoral care number at 803-513-7931. And again, to learn more about any of our seniors ministry, please see our page at firstprescolumbia.org/seniors. You can email me at rhull, H-U-L-L, at firstprescolumbia.org, or Janet at jaltman@firstprescolumbia.org. I'll leave you with this reminder of God's faithfulness and goodness from Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God, we have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.